Earlier today, the Edmonton Eskimos announced contract extension. Now, Eddie Steele would have been a free agent next February, but he elected to stay put, stay in Edmonton as he signs a two-year contract extension. Joins us now. Eddie, congratulations on the new deal. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Now, was part of the deal because they allowed you to play offensive line?
You know what? That wasn't part of it. I'm happy to be where I'm at, and I'm happy to be here in the future.
Yeah.
But no, that wasn't part of it.
There's no clause in there that says you can't play offensive line either, right?
No, I just do what I got to do.
Now, you know, it is. I think it's way more difficult than we think to go in mid-season and now suddenly be an offensive lineman. I know you might know the tricks of a defensive lineman, but it's just not natural. How? You know, what did you find was the most difficult part of being an offensive lineman?
The most difficult part was the patience and having to sit back and read the defense and see all the moving parts. You know, you see the movement of the linebackers, but yet you have to pay attention to the defensive lineman who's in front of you and have to block him and have your eyes on the linebackers and whatnot. So that was kind of tough. But, yeah, being patient, it was really tough because I'm so used to being aggressive, right?
Yeah. So, on the other hand, what did you like most about playing offensive line?
You know what? I like once you get it together with all five guys and you get the blockings and the calls and the checks down together and you're in sync and you're blocking for the quarterback and he's got a good pocket. You know, when you got a guy locked up in front of you and you to see the ball go over your head for a completed pass for 20 yards, that's pretty sweet.
Okay. Now, the verbiage, just understanding all the play call, that had to be the hardest, man. You must have had to spend a lot of extra time just understanding the playbook and the calls.
Yeah, for sure. When Coach first originally came to me with the idea, I had to spend, you know, 4, 5, 6 extra hours an evening just at the stadium with the offensive line coach just to, you know, kind of figure it out because it's a totally different world. I had to change my whole thought process and mentality.
Eddie Steele joins us on a two-year extension today with the Edmonton Eskimos. Now, when they first approached you, Eddie, what was your initial reaction? You're like, is this a joke? Are they pranking me? Or did you think, okay, this is great?
You know, I didn't take it too seriously just because, you know, I thought, you know, okay, maybe in a backup role that they might need me in a situation. But never did I really think that one week I'd be the starting D tackle, then the next week I'd be starting right guard for the team. It was a quick process. It happened quick. But, you know, I put my time in, and I feel like I did all right in my couple games that I started for them.
Now, on the roster the last few weeks, they're only going with 6 offensive linemen, and you're really the number 7, even though you're playing the defensive side of the ball. In case there's 2 injuries, you'd go back on the offensive side. So do you kind of have to, you know, do double dip of studying now? Do you still have to hone up the offensive playbook?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, worst-case situation, if something does happen, Lord willing, it doesn't. But and I do have to go out there and, you know, fill in on the O-line. I need to be up to par with all the assignments and the calls and, you know, the plays, because I don't want to be the weak link out there. I'm not going to go out there not knowing what I'm doing and, you know, possibly hurt the team.
Having played offensive line, albeit for a short time, did it give you any advantage now as a D lineman into thinking, okay, if I do this, they might not be able to counter when you go up against guards?
Yeah, not even so much you counter with the moves, but definitely when I'm lining up, I have a broader picture, and my vision is just more open, I feel. I'm seeing where the running back is lined up in the backfield, and I'm having an idea of, you know, where the offensive line is going to slide. And I kind of, when the center is making his calls, I can kind of understand it. It's different for every team, but at the same time, it's football, so I just got to kind of think about what the center's saying and try to analyze it. So, yeah, to a certain degree, I think it has helped me a little bit.
Eddie Steele joins us from the Edmonton Eskimos. They have won 6 straight games and hold down first place. Basically, you know, you control your own destiny, Eddie. 2 more wins and Calgary can't do anything, and you guys will finish in first place. It took a little bit longer than you had expected, I hope, but you get the game over BC in overtime on a timely interception that leads to the game-winning field goal. You know, your defense has not given up a lot of points this year, but BC, compared to other teams, has had more offensive success against you guys. How come?
You know, I don't know if there's any specific rhyme or reason to it. You know, teams in this league seem to match up sometimes better against certain teams. Not saying that's the case, but BC plays is tough, you know. They're a good team. Don't take anything away from it. They're a veteran team over there. You know, they have a young quarterback who's playing really well, and I give them credit. They took us to overtime and took us late into overtime. So, you know, hats off to them. They're a tough team, and we gave them all we had and came out with it.
You go into Saskatchewan, and even though the Riders are out of it, you know, their fans are still going to be there. They're going to be loud. Those guys got nothing to lose playing for. They've gotten rid of Jerome Messam. They got rid of Kevin Glenn. How different does their offense look, and is there going to be maybe some wrinkles that you think they'll throw at you because, you know, they've got so many new guys on the offensive side?
You know, their offense, I don't know if it'll look completely different. Kevin Glenn is kind of, he's been hurt and he's been in and out of the roster kind of all season. So they haven't really had that consistency at quarterback. We're expecting them to come out firing on all cylinders, though. It's a home game for them. You know, I'm sure they're going to want to put on a show for their fans, and they're going to want to come out and, you know, try and beat the best and prove to the league that they can play. So we're expecting a dogfight, and it's always a tough game when you have to go into Saskatchewan and play.
The rotation on your defensive line, Eddie, I know guys want to play every snap and it keeps you fresher, but is it tough to stay in the speed and the timing of the game when guys are rotating in and out? Did that take some time to get adjusted to?
It is an adjustment, you know. As a defensive lineman, you like to get into a flow and set guys up with certain moves, and, you know, and throughout the course of the game, you get to feel how the offensive lineman is playing, you know, and running in the pass game. So, yeah, it's when you get rotated in and out, you know, sometimes you kind of lose that rhythm a little bit, and it's tough to get it back. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do, and this is the scheme we're in, so we just got to play our ball.
Being a Canadian defensive lineman, Eddie, I think you've obviously watched the CFL free agent market, and you know, Canadians who can start, and a guy, I guess, who can play on both sides of the ball, you know, you'd have even more value on the open market. Did you consider at all testing the free agent waters?
Yeah, you know what, I did. But ultimately, I like the direction this franchise is going in. We've been on the rise the past couple of years under Ed Hervey and Chris Jones. Also, you know, I'm thinking long term, can't play football forever. There's some opportunities for me in the city of Edmonton for business to start working on my life after football. So, yeah, I'm excited to be a part of the community. I'm going to be moving out here full time after this off season. So I'm going to be an Edmontonite.
What's your business aspirations?
My father, he runs a cleaning chemical company called Share Canada. And this would be an awesome territory for me to come and do some work and open up some previous accounts that were here, but, you know, that currently aren't being worked. So it'd be a good opportunity for me to work this territory.
Oh, okay, nice. Well, good luck with that. Congratulations on the new contract, and best of luck in Regina.
Thank you. I appreciate that.